meat and three sides.
It's open for business. We're open.
We're open.
I think Michael's slacking. We need bacon. We need eggs. We need
I need anything. I'm starving.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've been talking without food for too long.
Yeah. I'm definitely hungry. We got up at, 7 o'clock today, right, to get this show going?
Speak for yourself. I got up at 6 a.m.
Me too.
Even I woke up early. I'm not an early morning person.
And I don't know about y'all, but I just threw a hat on. My quarantine hair is just going crazy. Are y'all having quarantine hair issues?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Tell us what the quarantine did.
Yes, okay.
So, I get my beard groomed as well. So my barber is out of commission right now. And so I was actually trying to go with a hairstyle as well. I was trying to get Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP hairstyle, because he's got that curly mullet. He's got a curly hair mullet. So I'm
awesome. Mullets are in.
So I know, right? It's weird how mullets are in right now.
I heard the other day that apparently the search for how to cut a mullet is up by like 132%.
Everyone's cutting the mullets at home. Doing the mullet again on TV.
Are you talking about Joe Dirt?
Probably.
Dirtay?
Probably. So anyway. My hair is like, see the roots, bad. Okay, so I did it myself a while back, and it turned purple. I tried to do the toner myself, called the lady that usually does my hair, and I was like, oh my God, my hair is purple, what do I do? And she told me how to do it. But oh, it was traumatic.
So it's hanging in there, but I won't touch it again.
I posted a photo on Facebook and someone said, oh, beautiful quarantine hair, but I've actually been like growing out my roots for like
that's intentional.
2 years. So I was like, well, it's kind of, you know, on purpose.
I think the use of hats is up since the quarantine hair has gone on. So
probably.
If we can't fix it, just stick a hat on.
Yeah.
Or sunglasses.
And what about masks? You know, we wear masks. That has to mess up our hair a little bit too, right? I mean, what?
Well, you know the funny thing about masks, though, is I've noticed that people just don't want a regular N95 disposable. They want to get, like,
it's
Alabama.
It's not that they don't want them. It's that they can't find a lot
they
of
They want
them.
To make, like, these stylish stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, and they're overpriced.
And they're overpriced.
They are. Yeah. I bought a pack of 10 at Target, and it was, like, $15. I thought that was pretty outrageous.
Watch.
Yeah, it literally is basically the same thing.
Dessa made one.
Look at that, y'all.
It's a man's T-shirt.
And you know how much that cost her?
Do you know how long that took me? 3 seconds.
And it was completely free, right?
Yes, it was out of a T-shirt.
Well, she had to buy the material, so I would say 5 cents.
No, it was in the closet. I just cut slits. Look how simple that was.
You like an old shirt or something?
Yeah, it was just a man's wife beater T-shirt.
You just have to know how to cut the right slit to it.
Yeah. All it was, right there, how simple it was.
And nurses, they got to wear those all the time. And we got to be thankful for our nurses, right?
Man, the doctors and nurses are awesome. I mean, they go through so much. They put their life on the line. A lot of them haven't had the PPE, and now that they are finally getting them, thank good. But you know, a lot of them have contracted COVID just because they didn't even have that. But they were out doing their job to save lives, and we can't say enough about the doctors and nurses.
And you know, recently they had a flyover. You know, we had one yesterday in Coleman around 10. They had one in Atlanta, Birmingham. Do you think that nurses deserve that flyover? I mean,
for sure.
I think everybody, responders deserve it.
I've seen some great videos of it. I saw a great video of,
absolutely.
Of, oh man.
Yeah, it's a noisy morning in Coleman. It's a noisy morning in Coleman.
Where's the fire? Am I right?
Yeah. Hope they're wearing their mask. If it's a fire or something.
I need my mask on because that gnat's about to go up my nose. Or yours.
You know, even the
look,
gnats.
Look, gnat's hungry, too.
What's happened is stay-at-home order has affected the bugs, the gnats, even. They don't even know what to do.
No.
So they're stuck in the house. They're stuck in buildings.
Trying to go up our nose.
So they're agitating us. What
have you guys seen the videos of, like, the wild animals that are enjoying everyone being stuck at home?
Oh,
like,
dolphins have returned to Italy, apparently. So,
wow.
Nice.
I didn't know they were missing.
Yeah.
Wild animals just laying on roads because no one's driving.
So the dolphins got the news that the cases had decreased in Italy, so they went back.
Well, I don't know what is this.
What news network do they listen to?
I don't. Some Italiano network.
I don't know. Fox talks a lot about the good things, so I'm thinking that they might have watched that and said, "Well, let's go back to Italy."
Yeah, and I also heard with this air pollution kind of being gone, we can see the Death Star now. And
oh,
where's it?
Up in the sky with the
that's no moon. That's Star a Wars. Space station.
Oh, yeah, I believe that could have been the space station that you.
Yeah. Oh
at.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Speaking of seeing things, do you guys see the, like the straight line of stars that were like in the sky the other night? Just like.
I haven't seen it.
I thought I did, but I think it was my neighbor doing sparklers.
Listen, if y'all live out in the county, y'all gonna see the stars. Y'all live in the city, y'all ain't
gonna see
nothing.
Not
gonna
see them. That's true.
No, there was like something to do with like satellite and like a strange, it's the like government. Very long. I mean, it was probably
watching us. Maybe the aliens, possibly.
I mean, they even like have been trying to distract us so much they let us know that there are aliens. They did release the
I think the
alien information.
Maybe they're trying to say they're smart enough not to come here and get COVID.
Probably.
Or maybe they're waiting for COVID to wipe us all out.
They're wiping out the cows. That's definitely right. I mean
what?
Wendy's has got a beef shortage. Just yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, Wendy. There's a few restaurants around the Midwest that are out of meat. So I guess
all
it's
meat or just like beef?
I think it's just beef.
It's beef.
Okay. Yeah, just beef.
So you can still get their chicken nuggets.
But you know the deal with
you
Wendy's.
You can still start beef too.
You know the deal with Wendy's is they only use fresh meat.
That's right.
So
that's...
they refuse to use frozen. So that's kind of why they're behind the line on that.
So where'd the cows go?
That's a good question.
I think
that cows could be still that there. Could be alien.
Yeah, alien abduction.
Because they've always seemed to, in all the movies, they've always seemed to like the cows.
Well, you know, they just released footage of UFOs, the government. Did, yeah, the
That's
Navy
what
did.
I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, so who knows what's out
and
there.
And no one even cares.
Yeah, it's COVID. We're caring more
about
COVID.
Everyone's been worried about COVID.
Yeah. They're taking all our cows.
But it's a good time to try those meat-based burgers. Have you all tried the Impossible Whopper?
See,
no.
I haven't tried it, but I was told that it's unhealthier to eat that than to eat a regular, like, burger.
Is it from Burger King?
It's
made out of soy.
It's not,
meat.
Well, it's not soy. It's made out of so many different plant fats, or, like, oils, that's why it's...
Such, like, snail juice and stuff.
I'm
like,
I'm
sorry.
Me not want to eat it. You lost me there, man. Not trying it now. I'll eat carrots.
I love meats, and I can't...
Can't
do a meatless burger, sorry.
Fried chicken.
Or filet mignon.
Yeah.
You can't beat a good steak.
You know who makes a really good steak? And you'd be surprised. The Applebee's.
Yeah, I've tried their steak.
Like, their steak was really good. I like mine medium rare. It's the only way you can eat a steak, y'all.
Mm.
And they got it right. It was
medium rare.
And mentioning snakes, I'm in row denial because the with Logan's being closed, I mean, those fresh rolls, I would eat 20 of them before my meal came out, and I just miss them.
Well, everybody's making fresh bread, so make your own.
That's true.
Do you have the recipe?
St. Bernard.
Do you have the recipe?
Yeah, everybody's making bread, though.
You can easily Google like any anything. Restaurant recipe, basically.
Make your own bread.
I know a lady that's Native American, and she has an old Native American bread recipe.
It's pretty fire.
It's like a trendy thing right now.
I don't know, I haven't tried it. I mean,
everybody's
I'm definitely
going to
be like, hey, let me get that recipe, though.
Yeah. What do y'all think about these guidelines? Having to stay at home, a lot of people are, you know, cleaning out their closets, getting rid of things, taking them to the thrift store. Have y'all been doing
Which
any cleaning?
Which is great, but, like, the thrift store has been, like, overloaded with donations. But,
Eminem,
yeah, everyone,
a lot of those guys are
Eminem helping. Cleaned out his closet, but it kind of turned out bad for him. You know, that song very well.
Oh, but, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't.
But, yeah, I've tried to keep the house clean and do stuff like that, but there's only so much you can do, and then... You watch TV and you get bored and you eat.
Right.
And you eat and you eat.
Bored eating is my...
And everybody in Coleman is just like eating like crazy.
Worst habit.
I definitely have picked up some old habits. But those old habits were good.
Okay.
So Been working out, had some old home workout videos, and I've just been doing that. And I'm like, well, the gyms
good
are closed.
Good for you.
So.
Me too. I started when the push-ups and the stomach crunches, and I was really sore last week.
And when you say old home workout videos, is that like VHS, like 80s?
what's his name?
Push it.
The dance.
Simmons?
Yes. I'm not doing Richard Simmons videos.
No, I can totally picture you like that, like a sweatband on.
My mother
has totally
Richard Simmons videos. Don't know where they are now, but she did have them. I don't remember.
Those things are probably worth good
did
money.
Did it make you feel like to do the breakdown of Hammer Time? Put on those Hammer pants and
I never
bounce, man.
That was a little after our time.
But it was the style back then, just like the mullet. I mean, it was big stuff.
Do you think that will come back into style? No, like acid wash jeans have and like shirts, right? I mean,
everything comes back around.
Yeah.
Everything.
I don't think 80s hair is going to come back around.
I don't know.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Since the quarantine, some of them are starting
some
to look
people,
like 80s.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe the quarantine brings it back.
Yeah, well,
it is bringing back the mullet, so.
I apologize. I take my quote back.
I've seen some people from Coleman rocking the mullet. I think it's a staple, right? I mean, it is now anyways.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, like you said, Patrick Mahomes is rocking the mullet. There's a lot of celebrities rocking it. So, I mean, why not? What about nails? Do you think people will be getting throwback nails? I'm not a big nail.
I don't do mine, but I think Michael needs to do his.
Yeah.
And so we're hopefully that soon it'll get open so we can, we can get his done.
Lindsay.
Well,
I just paint mine pink, that's all.
No. I haven't kept them done in a long time.
I'll do fake.
So,
how to film the process, Matt?
Yeah, we're going to
find
I think we should.
Manicure and a pedicure.
Yes.
It's kind of taboo for men to get their nails done. I've gotten my nails done like twice. And it's just,
hold up. Did you just say you just got your
yeah,
nails
I've had
done?
Yeah,
manicures are good.
Yeah.
Manicures and pedicures are great for everyone, even men.
I've been told they're good.
I need to get one so bad.
I don't know,
but
you kind of, you look at your macho card sometime, right? And you think, should I do it?
That's true.
Now, see, I had to do it because my sister is like, if you don't get your nails done, you won't be at my wedding. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my nails done. That way then I'll look good. And I also kind of had a unibrow, so I had to get that waxed and make it look good. So, I mean.
I get my.
Men should care about that kind of hygiene, too.
Yeah. I do it out of love. So,
well, I'm going to go get me a mani-pedi real quick. We're going to take a break.
Where are you going to get it done at?
I might do it myself. I don't know.
Underground.
Underground. Underground. We come back. We'll talk about underground. The underground.
Oh, God.
Hope you didn't get that.
Underground, right? How
about instead of underground, let's talk about overground. Everybody been going to all these outdoor places. Like, I hit up Welty Falls, and literally all the way down the road, cars were parked.
There were
so many that enough people, they couldn't tow enough people to get people. So it didn't matter to park there or not, I guess. But yeah, I know there's tons of trash. I guess more people coming there, or I've never been there before, so I don't know what it looked like before, but... I think.
And the question is, are they social distancing while they're out there?
That's true. Well, I mean,
everybody's social distancing together. It's hard. There's spots in the trail that are pretty tight, so it's kind of hard to be 6 foot apart always. But I think the outdoors have been good to us.
Yeah.
I think
we
need to be good to it. And when you go to these places, bring a trash bag.
Yeah.
You know, something kind of funny, but off the subject, I went into, recently I went to South Carolina, and the welcome signs was, go home, stay home.
Yeah.
That's what you said when you went into South Carolina. I thought, okay,
I mean,
I'm welcome here.
Y'all notice, since a lot of people aren't going out, the roads are kind of getting a little bit, or when it first started, the roads were getting a little cleaner. Blakes were getting, cleaner. Trash wasn't as bad. But now everyone's, since the phase one has came through, it's kind of lightened up and people are starting to get out more. Trash is starting to come back out on the roads. How do you think our sanitation department's going to handle this?
Well, mentioning the sanitation department, I want to give props to them. Even through the COVID mess and all, they have been getting out there and getting our trash. Mm-hmm. And, they've faced the dangers and all. So, they're kind of essential workers. So we need to mention them and the food workers and all that have prepared that are facing the public every day. Yeah. And we really want to throw props to
them. Going to mention on the crew, actually the sheriff's office here in Coleman actually picks up trash all around the county. And give props to the sheriff for
doing
that.
Yeah. True.
Got a great sheriff's department.
Yeah. I mean,
In the city.
Well, all law enforcement in general is just all great. But
yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of crime here in town. I mean, which is awesome. I mean, Coleman's a great little city. I mean, can't beat it.
We're somewhere high up, like number top 10 people in the country to raise a family.
Yeah.
Top 10 cities to raise a family.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
So.
And can you imagine what they're having to face? I mean, they pull somebody over and they say, why are you speeding? And they say, I'm going to get my COVID test. They say, okay, well, I'll let you off with a warning this time, but don't drive fast again.
And then they get in their car and pump
Lysol.
Like 10 pumps. Yeah, Lysol.
I keep Lysol in my car because right now I do retail.
Yeah.
And so, like, every time I go into a different store, when I come in back up and get in my car, I spray the bottom of my shoes, and I spray my phone, and I spray my keys.
But you never be too careful. I mean, even though Coleman's so spread out, you just never know who you're going to run into that came into contact with the virus or someone that,
Yeah, I Lysol myself to death. It's kind of like my second cologne now.
Yeah. On that draft.
I wash my
hands. What scent are you wearing?
Oh, I think this is the ocean breeze. Lysol is hard to get, too, if y'all have not noticed, going into stores. But
it's
if you ever get them, it's like you give it a big hug, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I found you.
What's harder to get, Lysol or toilet paper?
Lysol
now.
Lysol.
I would say toilet paper back weeks ago.
Why was everybody buying toilet paper?
Don't know.
That is a wonderful question.
But the thing is, like, all these people that are hoarding these toilet paper, all this toilet paper, why can't y'all just take a shower?
Yeah.
I think
everyone needs to invest in a bidet.
Yeah. I saw that. They're super cheap.
You can buy one on Amazon and attach it to your regular toilet. I saw that. I was like, I might just have to buy it.
Then you won't need so much toilet paper.
They're like $60, but I don't know how I'd feel about water spraying up on me. Like cold water? Like that wouldn't be fun.
It's probably warm at least.
If it's coming from the toilet water.
That costs extra.
Yeah, if you want like the high European dollar one, that's going to be like.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be expensive.
Now, there's two different ones. There's a Japanese one, and then there's a European one.
What's the difference?
The Japanese one is more, it talks to you, basically. That's what it does.
That's weird. I wouldn't want
to. I would not want something messing with my
Does it speak in Japanese, though? Does it have different languages?
You can get one. See, Michael's got one. It's a bidet.
This is nice.
Should you be touching that?
Look at that.
Is that meant
in the toilet?
Timber.
Brand new, unused
bidet.
Timbers.
I don't get it.
How much did that cost? Like $60?
$35.
Water pressure, nozzle cleaning, or you can set it over to wash.
And wash your hands while you're at it.
So that's
stick your hands down in there. You'll walk out clean.
Oh, no, that looks
did you get this on Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
$35?
Something like that.
So that's hilarious.
Everything is on.
That's like five packs of toilet paper.
Everything. But I mean, you still got to wipe. You can't get up drippy.
But you don't have to use as much now. Yeah. Now it's clean. You're just drying it off.
You still gotta have some toilet paper.
Yeah. Wipe then spray.
No, spray then
wipe. Okay, all right.
We're girls.
Or sanitize.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But in mentioning sanitizing, I've done it a million times, and I've even used lotion, and they're so dry.
Yeah. I use the working, Working Hands, O'Keefe's Working Hands, I think. Lotion.
I don't use lotions.
Yeah.
My hands are actually, it's weird. My hands are naturally soft.
Sorry.
As we all sit 6 inches apart.
Yeah.
But in fairness to us, we all did get sprayed down when we walked in the front door.
Yeah. And it's a group of five.
Right.
So, I mean.
10 or less.
Yeah, 10 or less. We're in good shape.
That's good.
What else we got here?
New things we did, that something everybody, what'd y'all do that you hadn't done in a while?
I've been doing projects that I have not been getting around to, that I've had on my to-do list for like 2-3 years. I painted my jewelry armoire. I made a new seat for my director's chair.
You have a director's chair?
I do.
That's fancy.
Thank you. I'm gonna use it as a makeup chair.
I started dancing in front of the camera.
Like TikTok?
Like TikTok.
Yeah. I haven't got into TikTok.
I just learned how to set my, you know, like that up, and then I would jump in front of the camera and I turn like, you know, like on TV, those channels that you can't see the video, but it's just music.
Yeah.
So like it was like an 80s channel or something. I was like,
and the quarantine has done that. That made people TikTok-aholic.
Yeah, they're bored.
I didn't really do TikTok, though. I just made my own personal video just for the heck of it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just for fun. Just kind of like see.
You'll get real lost in TikTok. I never made videos on TikTok, but I have watched them.
Oh, yeah.
And you will scroll and scroll, and before you know it's been like 5 hours, and you're like, what am I doing?
You go down the rabbit hole.
I just made my own.
Have you tried to do anything from TikTok? My boyfriend and I tried to do the climb over thing, where you're like on their back like a piggyback ride, and then you've got to like climb over and like without touching the ground, like go like basically.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was hard.
I felt really hard. I'm not
athletic at all. So.
And it's crazy the thoughts that, you know, because you have so much time to think, and it's like this morning on my way up here, I heard this song by a Foreigner, "Hot Blooded," and I was thinking, you know, he says, I've got a fever of 103. So can you imagine singing that song out loud in Walmart and everybody just...
They scatter.
They just scatter like, oh my God.
And you're just singing a song, dude. Right? Yeah. Songs that you can't sing in public.
That would be one.
But have y'all watched any good shows on Netflix?
I've watched them about all.
I binge watched the 3rd season just came out of Ozark. Love it.
I'm sad I watched it so fast, because now no telling when season 4 is going to come out.
Then I watched every episode of Stranger Things. Have y'all ever seen that?
I love Stranger Things.
I never saw it. I always thought it was something so different than what it was. I didn't realize it was about little 10-year-old kids that were growing up, and I had no idea what it was about. Watched the whole thing.
It was good.
Got kind of freaky on the second
season.
It's
very strange.
Got a little bored, but kind of pressed on through and watched it all the way to the end. It was so cool.
I always go to my show, The Office. So.
Yes.
Classic. I've rewatched that like 15 times.
And we don't get to talk about Magic Mike.
Well, we can end it with that.
Let's talk about that.
We're going to call it Tony's Tears.
Tony's
going to have a segment.
Tears. Tony's Tears. What has Tony cried about this time?
We'll talk about it next time.
But we'll talk about it next time. We got a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff going on in Coleman and all the good stuff. So I hope people will stay tuned next time, because we've got a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
True.
Lots of food. Yeah. Lots of meat and drink.
This next time we expect food on the table.
So much. I mean, really.
This conversation is enough to fill you up, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Meat and a side.
You know what I'm saying? Meat and three.
Thanks again for watching. 3 meat and a side.
Meat and three.
Meat and three.
Meat and three.